From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. When you think of new technology that makes us greener, you might picture solar panels or electric cars. Windows are probably the last thing that comes to mind. But as Lauren Summer reports, buildings are responsible for 40% of the country's energy use. And researchers say they can improve that by making windows smarter.
Howdy Gowdy isn't surprised that most of us find windows a little boring.
Well, it's a pretty pedestrian object. They've been in houses for hundreds of years. You know, what's new to do with a window?
Gowdy studies windows at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, where they're the focus of some cutting-edge physics research.
So we use an infrared camera to study heat transfer in windows.
We're standing in front of that heat-sensing camera in Gowdy's building technology lab. The camera shows us as red and yellow blobs on a nearby monitor.
We look like, you know, funny rainbow people, but it's representing surface temperatures of the objects it's looking at.
So your fingers are pretty cold then.
mine are blue right now.
Gowdy uses the camera to study how windows lose heat. And for the most part, they aren't good insulators. Windows leak heat in the winter when we want a warm house, and they let heat in during the summer. Many homes still have single-pane windows, which were the name of the game in the 1940s and 50s when California was booming.
When there is an evenness of favorable climate, the human body can make the most of life.
Just take this 1950s promotional film advertising the Bay Area lifestyle.
Entire walls of glass take advantage of California sunshine. And glass walls like these are cheaper to construct and maintain, since this California climate makes insulation unnecessary.
Of course, insulation is necessary, as the country found out when energy prices skyrocketed in the 1970s. Double-pane windows became common, and then came double-pane windows with invisible coatings, which are twice as efficient. Today, they make up more than half of windows sold. Gowdy demonstrates how they work.
These are heat lamps. You've seen them in a, you know, diner keeping food warm.
The lamps are behind two double-pane windows that look exactly the same. We stand in front of one window, which feels like standing in the sun.
But if you pulled your hand to this one compared to the other, it's very dramatic.
Yeah, this one's a lot cooler.
The cooler window has a low emissivity coating, or low E as it's known. It's basically an invisible layer of metal on the glass that acts as an insulator. And it does one more thing. When sunlight shines through a window, it provides both light and heat. Most of us want light coming in, but heat is the last thing we want on a hot summer day. So this coating blocks the heat from the sun while letting in the light.
If you have a few windows in a room with direct sun on them, it's equivalent to running a little space heater. So it's significant energy.
But here's the problem. On a cold winter day, that extra heat from the sun would be helpful.
You'd actually like that solar energy to come in and help heat the space. So that motivates the idea of a dynamic window.
In other words, a smart window, a window that can change based on the season. That's something Delia Milliron is developing in a different part of the lab.
This is Wanda, our robot that makes nanocrystals.
We're at the Molecular Foundry, where Milliron is growing tiny crystals that will eventually become a window coating.
So nanocrystals are very small, way smaller than you could see with your eyes, and so that's why when we spread them out in a coating on the window, you don't see anything.
Milliron's coating is dynamic. In one setting, it lets in both the light and the heat from the sun, but apply a small electric charge.
It's only a couple of volts, so about what you can get from a normal battery.
And the window blocks the heat from the sun while still letting in the light. Milliron says, ideally, these windows would be controlled by your heating and cooling system, which could adjust them based on the weather. This changes the conversation about windows, says Steven Selkowitz, head of building technologies at Berkeley Lab. Before, windows were energy losers. Now, windows could actually make buildings more efficient, and that means big cost savings.
If we add up all the energy and economic impact of windows in the U.S., it costs homeowners about $40 billion a year. And I'd rather have the $40 billion in my pocket than sort of sending it out the window.
Salkowitz says smart windows could be on the market in 3 to 5 years, but they could be twice as expensive as today's windows. He sees the cost coming down as manufacturing ramps up.
The biggest expense in replacing windows is often the labor of replacing the window. If you've already decided to put a new window in, the marginal cost of going to a much better window is almost always worth it.
So while it may be only a few tech geeks that spring for smart windows at first, Salkowitz says that leads the way for the rest of us and for new building codes where technology can have a much broader impact. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Keep up with Quest through our KQED Science Twitter feed. Head to kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.